Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
Gentlemen, welcome to Spankwagon Radio. I'm one of your hosts tonight. I'm El Smack. Next to you here, or next to me here, actually, we have the man who is an enigma, wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in bacon and a warm flour tortilla, my friend Trench.
Woo!
And over to the side, the man who, well, every radio station has their own claim to fame. Some have new music, some have Pam Anderson, some have Playmates, but we've got Balls.
Yes, I am Claude Balls.
All brought to you here on spankwagon.vftp.net.
That's right. Very good intro, yeah.
Thank you. Thank
Actually,
you.
Yes, mad props.
I worked on
mad props.
All the way over here.
Very yeah. good, very good. He's coming quite along. Of course, I've got one up on all of you right now, actually.
Oh, yeah?
What's I'm that? Actually on the radio.
What?
Oh, man.
Not another. No.
Yeah, there's another commercial. I'm on the prime time drive, baby, and the morning drive.
Oh. Holy cow.
I'm annoying the shit out of Las Vegas on your way to work and when you get home, and if you work with me at work.
Wow.
That's right. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net, and welcome.
Yes, it is. What is today? Today is...
the 20th.
Yes, 20th of February, 2003. It's a new week. After quite an odd week last week, a lot of stuff happened for everyone. So.
Now, let me bring people up to speed if no one knows what happened. Trench had to make an emergency trip. Apparently, Reverend Hammer... sealed himself in his house with saran wrap and duct tape. The only way he was able to actually breathe was to take his little orange Wally World mask and roll it under the door, get a little air room in there. But other than that, the guy would have died if it wasn't for Trench's midnight daring flight.
Wait, I didn't go to Florida. I went to Iowa.
Oh, shit. That means Rev's still trapped in his house. Rev,
but he's online. That's a good thing, right?
Rev, we're sending help. Don't get scared, friend. Okay? Don't get scared.
Somebody let me out!
right.
Ah, oh, yes.
Hopefully, those of you out there are listening.
That's right.
Those who are listening.
Yes,
that's
and
right.
If they're out there and they're listening, what else would they be doing? Oh,
it's if it's
themselves.
Not live, it's in the archive.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If they're in the archive, they're listening live. But it's not live because it's from the archive, and I've worn this joke out one too many times.
Yeah, I know.
Guys, if you are out there and you are listening, please come into IRC and let us know that you are listening. We would love to hear from
and
you.
And how do they get to IRC?
Well, very easy, actually. You just go to spankwagon.vftp.net. You click on the link that says IRC, and I actually typed out some simple instructions.
Wait, simple enough for the PC users to get it?
Simple enough. For the PC users to get it.
All right. Boom, boom.
Why? You gotta dig the world. Anti-PC crack when you can.
That reminds me. Ask me my Dell story later.
Dell story?
Dell story.
Is that like the Dell dude getting busted for pot?
No, they opened up a Dell kiosk in my mall today.
Oh. Ah. Yeah. Your mall.
Your mall.
My mall.
My mall.
My mall.
My mall.
My mall. Yes.
What'd you do, throw fucking apples at it?
Actually, I was tempted to go up to the upper level and drop things on it, but I went down there and asked them if I got a dime bag every time I bought a laptop.
Oh!
No, but we'll tell that story later.
Yeah, I want to know what the response was.
Yeah, really, especially to that.
He just kind of looked at me. But it's cool. It was really
were,
cool.
Yeah, were you wearing your Apple uniform at the time?
Actually, no, I was just wearing my lovely t-shirt that I'm adorned with now, or my thermal.
You.
I bought this shirt a couple of weeks ago.
I hate you.
It is the best shirt ever. It is a black thermal. It's a long sleeve. On the front is one of those nice, lovely, cheap white trash print-ons of an Atari controller joystick, and on the back
I like it.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. I mean, I'm impressed. Though. That looks like somebody got Hanes shirt maker.
Exactly. On the back, though, is the big 00
slacker
right across the back. That's me, baby.
Yeah.
Move a little closer.
Uh-oh, Smack should be a little closer to the mic.
Hey!
Yeah, it's funny. He's trying to deep throat the mic that looks like a dog cock.
It's got the knot on the end. I'm kind of
It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Klingon or Ferengi mic.
You know, it almost looks like the weird alien thing from episode 2, Attack of the Big Budget.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Attack of the Budget.
Yeah.
You want to talk about big budget, though. The Matrix is actually having a big budget. They wanted to have so many special effects that no one could copy. And abuse and just waste.
Yes, because
they doubled
because
their
still
budget.
Photo. Yeah, the still photo thing was overused.
Yeah,
that was from Kung Pao was the absolute fucking lowest.
Kung Pao, no, absolute fucking lowest. The Super Bowl.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Really?
You don't think it was like?
I think it actually was Shrek personally. I think it's Shrek. It jumped the shark.
I don't know. What about Deuce Bigelow? Male Gigolo.
Yeah, it was there too. I mean, it was just overly used.
It was
just completely.
It was abused, but it was still funny.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that in porn. I want to see, like, slow motion film.
There you go, dude.
Flat.
To any of you out there that are porn producers, and I'm sure there's probably one or two listening out there, if you can incorporate the zoom around effect into your porn
with
movie.
For the money shot.
For the money shot. Oh, that'd be get. Dude, that'd be great. That'd be great.
You know what? Do it one further, man. Have it the facial where she you know, ducks the first two, he gets hit by the third.
Did she get that whole fade back then?
Splat.
Oh, wonderful.
Just get that side splat. Just that. Shaboom! It's gonna look like a goddamn Zapruder film. Okay, they'll play it. They'll play with it. It looks like the Zapruder film done by The Matrix, you know?
He comes up and to the side.
See, then, you know, then at that point, because I'm getting one of those Shuttle Pro editor things, I think, in the next couple of weeks, the little rotator dial for video editing.
Don't you mean the volume control?
No, the actual Shuttle Pro.
Oh, okay.
The Shuttle Pro with the individual dials, because we've been messing with it at work a lot lately, and I think I could get that in there just, like, watching the cum shoot back into the dick.
I've seen that when you play porn in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people just watch porn, like, fast forward, you know?
You know what, dude? Honestly, I've gotten to the point where that's the only way I can watch it, because I have to see those position changes so quickly. I have that short of an attention span now.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, they've been going on and on for like 30 seconds.
Seriously, that's why I just buy the all cum shot videos now.
Really?
Yeah, the all money shot, dude. It's great. It's like bam, 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 bam. It's great.
May I make a recommendation?
Certainly.
Max Hardcore.
Max Hardcore.
Max Hardcore.
Definitely have to look into that.
No, I'll give you a good example. Max Hardcore, what he does is, you know those I forget what it's called. It's an instrument used by gynecologists. You know,
speculum.
Yeah, when they have to spread open.
Yeah, speculum.
Yeah. What he'll do is he'll have, like, you know, five,
speculum.
Six guys.
Yeah,
sorry, speculum.
Yeah, speculum.
Yes. Speculum. Say it again.
And just one more time for effect. Speculum.
Yeah, it's really great. I have a video clip. I'll have to find it and send it to you.
Of
speculum? Yes. Where five, six guys come inside of it, and what'll happen is then he goes and he has another girl come, and she'll shove a vinyl tube inside of the other girl and suck all of it out and then snowball.
Ah! Dude, that is great!
Yes, maxhardcore.com.
I'm so into that.
He's also into, like, really mean, nasty, degrading stuff, like, you know.
Like Rocco? That guy's vile, man.
This is, like, I've seen, like, women almost puke. And what he loves to do is he loves to lay them on their back and get in the oral sex position. With, you know, a face fuck type thing. And, you know, they're, like, getting, you know, nasal infections from, you know, so much semen up their nose.
Sweet.
Because it oozes back into
that. We prefer the term man candy.
Man candy. Man chowder?
Man chowder. Man chowder.
Man chowder.
Man candy?
It's a meal in itself.
I think. Okay, that's our first commercial right there. We're going to have to go ahead and make that now.
Now I'm fucked. Now, now I'm fucked in the head because I'm just thinking of those chunky soup commercials, you know? Eat your man chowder, Reggie!
You know, my man chowder is... You know, seriously, my entire goal in life is to get my sperm count so high the next unfortunate woman who swallows has to chew.
Really?
Yes. That's my goal in life now.
He should look up Semenex.
Semenex. Semenex.com. Flavors your semen.
See, I've seen that stuff, and I don't know if it works.
They
I'm going to have to ask the deal.
They had an online. They had a woman on a live radio show do a taste test.
Really?
Yes.
We should maybe set something like that up, too.
We've thought about that, but it's very hard to get something like that going.
Yeah.
Not really. You guys don't know any of the girls that I do.
We can't even get a lot of... You know, we have another listener that said that she would, but, you know, we still can't even get anybody to do the female urine test.
What?
Of peeing standing up. Oh. I have complete instructions with fucking a picture guide.
Do we need, like, vinyl tubing and a funnel?
No. What it is I kid you not, it's how a woman can use a urinal and piss standing up. What she does is she'll spread the... lips of the labia back right there, labia majora, and then what she'll do is
that's vagina for those of you that aren't paying attention.
Spread it and push back, right, and that'll actually get the urinary. What the fuck they call that, man?
Pea shoot.
The pea shoot. There you go. It'll actually spread it out from.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. We don't like technical terms here. Yes. No.
What'll happen is you actually spread it out beyond the lips, the fold of the lips and shit, so it doesn't get anywhere. If you press left or right, you can like guide it like a rudder on which direction to aim. And all you have to do is a woman has to do is yank her panties to the side, and she can just like go like this, like that right there, and a woman can piss standing up.
Okay, that's it. This is an official request. Any Spankwagon female listeners out there that are willing to do this,
in all honesty, as well, and it's very, it is a tip by the site. It's actually very sanitary.
Okay, seriously.
Because a woman doesn't have to worry about sitting down or anything like that and making a mess or hugging.
One of you, seriously, one of you women out there has to come on the show and do this. You have to.
Yeah.
I snorted pixie sticks, damn it. One of you has to piss standing up.
What we'll do is we'll put up, we don't even have to see you nude. We really don't. We'll put up a frosted shower curtain, and we can watch from the other side, just the silhouettes.
We want to see this.
Yes.
Definitely. So any of you out there, women out there that are listeners, please email us. Post on the message board on the site, because we love the message board. Post on the message board.
Yeah, no, we love the message board to a point. Have you been reading the message boards?
I haven't been there the last couple of
days. Oh, it's great. It's a Days of Our Lives. Red Rum got, you know, she got shagged while she was inebriated and did facials and ass licking. And now she's trying to, you know, be equal with her new husband. And this is really great. She's trying to convince him to let her use a strap-on on him.
You sick bitch.
It's the absolute truth.
Yeah, we've had a lot of controversy.
She even took him into the adult bookstore and showed him a product that she really wanted to buy, and it was a picture of a woman with a strap on drilling a guy in the ass.
No! No! No!
Tell us how you really
feel. No!
Okay, just checking.
Yes, welcome to the message boards at our Spankwagon.
Yeah, Spankwagon on BFTP.net.
This is why I'm not a moderator, because that should delete, go.
No. I want it to go on. I want this to continue.
Okay, I'll tell you this. This is my philosophy, and actually, this is being recorded for the show, and this is good because it's been brought to my attention a few times already. But people ask me, why do I not have a more heavy hand in moderation? And it's simply this. My beliefs are freedom of speech, as long as it does not infringe on your rights.
Laziness.
No, it is not like
that. No, he's right.
I understand,
freedom of speech as long as it doesn't infringe on your rights. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, everything from the your choice. Oh, by the way, the lawyer, you know, Scotty the lawyer.
Yeah.
Saw him at Kmart. Just wanted to point that out. But I didn't have a camera, otherwise I'd have taken my picture.
Why didn't you harass him, dude?
I wanted to, but he turned the corner before I pointed.
Is this the guy you're trying to get out of that office?
No. Something totally different.
Oh, okay.
You have to go to the site. You obviously haven't read it lately.
Scotty the lawyer defending the notorious, B-A-B-Y killer.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Here's the thing. Well, that was just very weird. How in the hell did that just happen?
What in the fuck?
Oh, well. So, anyhow, as I was trying to say...
Yes.
I believe that
Aaron
you can post...
He made it out of the house.
Yeah. He obviously did. Whatever you want. You can post the most tasteless, a la Claude.
Yes.
Or you can post the most confusing, a la Whitey's brother.
Fuck. Now, hey, that was a two-part thing on mine. That was my elite hacker skills for the internet and your social engineering.
Bingo.
That solved that mystery.
We
work in tandem.
Out who that was. By the way, If you're out there listening, Never Call Me Parrish, was it Never Call Me Parrish or something like that?
I know his real name. Fuck.
Well, yeah. Whitey's brother, if you're out there from Digital Crux, welcome. Thank you for listening
in. How's things in Moore, Oklahoma?
More, as opposed to less.
Yes. Is he like Whitey too? Does he look like Whitey?
No, he looks like an angry militant.
Looks like Whitey.
Yeah.
No, not quite.
No, Whitey's looking different, man. Whitey's getting sideburns.
Is he still got the really shaved hair, though?
No.
Oh, Whitey, what are you doing?
No,
he's doing good.
No, Whitey, shut up. Whitey's got the burns going on, but...
Whitey, shave it, but keep the...
Like I told him, man, they're curb feelers for his wife, dude, on the way down.
Dude, no, man. Whitey was the shit. You guys, if you've never seen the picture of Whitey...
It's on the message board.
Yes, at the bottom, on every page.
I think I was actually the person that gave him that nickname, because... The first time I saw this kid,
I gave him the fucking nickname Whitey, dude. First time I saw him, looked like a Q-tip.
Seriously, the guy looks like he's an albino. But
almost, man.
He's got this almost white blonde hair. He's got, like, doesn't even have a monitor tan. The guy looks like he hasn't been outside since, like, the late 70s.
But you know what, man? Whitey's a good guy, dude.
Oh, he is. Whitey's hilarious.
Whitey is a friend of Spankwagon.
Big time friend of Spankwagon, because he brings me those damn message boards. He knows what he... damn, this cold. He knows what he's doing with them, so... I can't complain.
It's because he never leaves the house. The guy's allergic to sun.
He leaves his house quite often,
man. He leaves very often.
To go to work.
Yeah. He exercises a lot, dude. He runs from the house straight to the fucking car.
Yeah. But that's because of the neighborhood he lives in.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, but
if it's night out, of course he doesn't go outside. He's the only one you can see.
Yes.
You can see him if he's standing on top of the mountain. He's the glowing figure. The guy is the equivalent of Mr. Burns in the episode with the new, where he's getting chemotherapy. He comes out of the forest looking like that, and he's all glowy.
Yeah.
The guy is Day-Glow. I mean, who are we kidding here?
What if his brother's the same?
I don't know. His brother's picture wasn't all that good.
I think it was done that way on purpose.
I wonder if when the doctor delivered him, he had to wear sunglasses. I'm telling you, the kid is white.
Oh. He is, man, but, you know, he's a good guy, dude.
He is. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love Whitey. He's awesome.
And you know Whitey got hitched.
Yes, I know Whitey got hitched. Whitey got a woman. Further proof that if Whitey can get hitched,
oh, that's fucked.
I'm
not going to say that, dude. Whitey's in love, so that's
Whitey's
rare.
In love. He is.
Okay.
He is. The poor, stupid bastard. But
He's also got a kid, too.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh, rock on, Whitey.
Son-in-law.
Congratulations for sperm.
In-law.
Or son-in-law. His stepson,
the
yeah.
I'm telling
who can't play Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Yeah. Because Whitey's the... Parent.
Is he? Way to go, Whitey.
I will let my kid play any game that where you, the object of the game is to have sex with a prostitute, then kill her.
Dude, that's the object of life, isn't it?
I don't know. It depends on how much money you have. Where you're from. Yeah, where you're from is a big one.
I think the other thing I want to start soon is a poll as to when to get some from a woman. Yeah, it's going to be a long bet. Long bet.
Yeah, that's funny. We were talking about
something related. We'll
treat
that
your,
off
yeah,
the air.
That's off the air. That's something Smack has to come in on.
Yeah.
But that's off the air. Yes.
All right. So anyhow, let's see. Where was I?
Before we really blah, blah, blah. You saw Scotty at Kmart.
Yeah, I saw Scotty at Kmart. But before that, posting freely on the message boards. It's open for anybody. So you know what? These conversations, I love them. You want to know
yes.
why? It's using that forum.
Yeah. Sure. Spankwagon forum, right? Freedom of speech, man. That's right.
Damn
totally
tribes.
Right on.
You know what we should do? We should organize a
It's about like your tribes.
Oh.
Your tribes are just fucking wide
Yeah, that's
open
just...
Now.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... And now
you
that
know?
They've announced Tribes 3, oh, my God. It's like a veritable cornucopia of newbies in their left and right.
Yeah,
right.
So
like, stupid
what,
members.
Playing the game or posting the message boards?
I'm sorry?
Playing the game or posting the message
boards?
Yeah,
that
too. Yeah. Who plays the game? I thought it was all about the message boards.
Everyone
now.
Plays Tribes 1, but I don't think anyone plays Tribes 2 anymore. I mean, since I fucked it up so badly. But Tribes 3, no one knows who's going to make it yet, but there's all kinds of rumors going around. I think it's going to be Microsoft, personally. It could be interesting, but... Like,
yeah, it'll be on Xbox.
I think it's actually going to be Microsoft's game division. I think it's going to be their game division. Mm. And hopefully they use an open source engine. But that's... Yeah, right.
Hey, that won't happen.
Microsoft
kind of
open source? No.
Yeah.
That's like Catholic priest and little boy. Oh, I'm sorry. Bad example.
Well, yeah, horrible example. Speaking of Catholic priest, I know that this occurred when I was gone, but a lot of this, you know, I listened to it on the radio and TV.
Buggery.
What the fuck was up with that Michael Jackson interview thing?
Wow.
What happened there?
You know,
that's an interesting story. Michael Jackson
from the international community, we just like to, you know, apologize on behalf of, you know, everyone that lives here for bringing Michael Jackson out into the world and forcing him onto you?
Well, no, we didn't force him on anybody. I mean, he started out as a nice little black
boy. If we would have killed him.
I'm telling you, Michael Jackson was born a poor black boy and grew up to be a rich white woman.
If we would have killed him when he was 19, this wouldn't have been an issue. Just like Elvis. If someone would have put a bullet behind Elvis's left ear when he was 24, this wouldn't be an issue anymore.
Nah,
we would remember Elvis in the way we want to remember Elvis. We would remember him as the you know, the warm guy, the singer with the hip swivel. No, how do we remember him? Fat guy on a toilet.
Well, yeah.
I'm
telling you, if we would have killed Michael Jackson when he was 19, this wouldn't be an issue.
He still might look black.
Black? Oh, okay.
Birds are flying up.
They're still having an iron hearing on the mics.
Should I just, like, engulf it? I could eat it.
No. Don't engulf it.
Is it actually open here?
This is here. This is the mic. Hole. This little thing here.
We should send people a picture of this microphone, because it's really creepy.
There.
Yeah.
We'll just do
that.
Okay,
there we go.
Maybe we'll get a little more mic off of that. How's that, Rev? Because Reverend Hammer right now is in the chat room. Mm-hmm. Of course, the official recorder for Spankwagon.
And the only one in there.
Yep. Yeah. Because, you know, it's open to everyone.
Spankwagon.vftp.net. Read the IRC instructions. Bring your asses in here.
Oh, yeah.
And he made it. I know you're out there, motherfucker.
Now, check this out. What happened basically with Michael Jackson is he admitted that he sleeps with little boys.
Yeah, but in an innocent way.
Yeah, they have pajama parties and stuff.
See, I have pajama parties.
You have a taco.
I'm looking for the taco.
Yes.
He's going to devour a... Jack in the Box taco.
Dude, what do you go wrong with a taco with a slice of American cheese on it? Sorry, didn't mean to spit on you.
Tacos.
Spray on my hand telling us about it.
Tacos.
That ain't a taco. It's a taco.
Taco, dude.
That's a disgusting looking taco.
Tacos!
You ever had one?
Those?
Yeah.
No.
Those are good.
Yeah. See, me, I miss Taco John's. But you know what I had when I was back in Iowa? I stopped there just to have it. Taco John's.
Bowel movement.
Taco. Oh, that's it. A couple tacos. Tito Lays, and this cold that I caught.
You had Tito Lays? What?
A tato.
Oh.
It's like tater tots with some really, really, really spicy seasoning.
Yeah,
at least spicy to me, because I'm a wuss.
I had another flipper.
You too? What was your name?
Six pack and a pound. See, Reverend Hammer knows what I'm talking about. And that was one of their best marketing. Six tacos and literally a pound of these potato Olays. So you want to talk
God
about
damn
coronary.
Shit,
yes, that's
dude.
A coronary on a box. And you got two sodas. Not only was Taco John's really cool, but they were smart.
It's
you
like,
see, Taco
that's like
John's,
what you can get downtown, dude. At the plaza?
Yeah.
Pound-o-pig,
exactly. Yes. Here's the thing. Taco John's is a Coke place. They serve all Coke products except one.
Diet Coke.
Nope. They sell it all, but they leave one
Sprite
thing open for Mountain Dew. So you'll see Coke, Cherry Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Mountain Dew.
Dude, Mountain Dew's the shit.
Fucking Mountain Dew, dude.
I love Mountain Dew.
And that was the best thing about them.
I have bad memories of Mountain Dew. My Puerto Rican friend drinking warm, flat Mountain Dew and eating potted meat, dude.
Potted meat. Again with this potted meat.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta tell you guys about Mountain Dew something real quick. I know we're, like, veering off here, but... Last week, I didn't get the message that there was no show.
No, you didn't. No. I tried to message you, and I emailed you, too.
I didn't get an email. I never got an email from you.
Hmm.
So I show up here with grocery bags, because I wanted to have a little challenge between me and the incredible gut, Trench, the man who claims he will never throw up, yet he ducked out of the eggnog competition because he didn't want to throw up. I wanted
never
to do
throwing up and not wanting to throw up are two very closely related things. I don't want to throw up.
Shit, I can practically puke on command.
You can. Yes, right? You're like, watch. Let me just say one word, and you'll actually see his reaction.
I will.
I know. Cheers. Yeah, I knew you'd remember that place.
Nasty, greasy,
fucking
God damn.
Right on.
So I showed up here with the
fuck, that's worse than
bags.
Cookers. No, cookers was worse. Fucking homemade mashed potatoes. Homemade cooking means fucking new chef in training. Fucking lumpy potatoes and shit, dude. Fucking asshole, bastard, cocksucker.
No, I'm just gonna let him go for a
minute. Please don't lean on my monitor like that.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, right? Smack broke the Anna Glare screen.
Yeah, I don't think it was
monitor.
The Anna Glare screen that broke. I think it was the milk crate that it's on top of. Yeah, so we have a professional recording studio here.
Of course.
Don't mind the milk crate.
Yeah, Hey, milk crates are the best damn shelving units.
No, dude, the best damn shelving units are 2x4s and friggin' cinder blocks.
No. Milk crates with the steel band around the opening?
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Sorry. That's the best.
My bad. Oh, that's great, man. What fucking dining room set, dude? Yeah, man, get yourself a spool and
wait,
some barrels.
This dining room set, yeah, exactly.
This guy's dining room set's a friggin' 2 card tables strapped together in a goddamn bunch of folding chairs.
That's because I'm not poor, but I'm gonna pretend
shit,
to
dude, I moved
okay,
in my own apartment
and
I have a solid
cheap.
Oak fucking
dude,
dining room set.
Cheap.
I'm cheap.
There's
cheap,
nothing wrong
cheap,
with that.
Cheap.
Anyway, so I show up at Trench's house.
Two grocery bags.
Well, actually, it was 3 grocery bags.
Jesus!
But Trench wasn't here, so I'm laying this out. He had no idea I was going to ask him about this. So I'm laying this out here, so now you can't back out or look like a pussy on the air. Next week, challenge. You and me. You chugging milk, me chugging energy drinks and Gatorade. First one who pukes, and or the last one done, loses.
How much milk?
Let's say a 2 gallon.
No!
Okay, gallon container then.
No.
Just the,
I'm
no,
not doing
the cardboard, it. The cardboard container.
A half gallon.
Is that the big one or the little one?
That's a little one.
No, the big one.
We're talking about the half gallon.
No,
half
the
gallon.
Big one. The big cardboard, not the little cardboard.
Yeah, that's a half
that's
gallon.
That's a half gallon.
That's a half gallon?
Yes.
All right.
Not the little one, that's a pint. A
all
half
right.
gallon, and then you got the gallon with the handle.
You don't want to go for the handle?
No!
Come on, dude.
No!
Don't be a pussy.
Take the
I
challenge.
Am.
Come on, dude.
I'm going to puke.
Take the big
milk
one.
Milk will be coming out of orifices. It
dude,
shouldn't come
I'm
out.
I'm going to be drinking Mountain Dew Amp and Gatorade.
It's not my fault.
Come on, dude. Do it.
How about one condition, man? Will you drink the milk if he has to take on Pepsi Blue as well?
Oh, dude. Pepsi Blue and Mountain Dew Amp? I'm in.
Half gallon of milk.
Half. The big plastic container.
That's full
a gallon.
Gallon,
that's you
a gallon,
you
idiot! Gallon.
You either choose half gallon or gallon.
Gallon.
No.
Come on,
dude. I'm gonna puke. I will puke. It's
Pepsi.
No one can drink a gallon of milk. It's a no.
Okay, wait.
Stop. Okay, let's tweak this. Half gallon of milk.
Half gallon of milk.
Buttermilk.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Half gallon of buttermilk. And I'll up it. We'll make it Pepsi Blue, energy drink, Mountain Dew Amp, and Pop Rocks.
Well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, Trench is in deep thought contemplating this challenge. The gauntlet has been thrown down, but
we'll line the whole floor with garbage bags. Last
we'll have
one,
to.
Last one done or first one who pukes.
And what if we just can't handle it anymore?
You bail, you lose. Here's the second part of that. Loser has to sign the underwear he's wearing and put it on eBay.
That's funny
what?
As hell, dude.
Yeah. Loser has to sign the underwear he's wearing and put it on eBay.
I'd go for it, dude. That's not like you gotta wash his car or anything, man. Sign your underwear, put it on eBay. Nobody has to bid on it and buy it.
Oh, someone will buy it. I guarantee that.
That's almost downright disturbing.
Go for it, dude. Why not?
All right, let me think about it.
I'll tell you what.
Let me think. Give me time.
We'll take the profits from the underwear sale, and we'll donate it to charity.
Fuck, donate to the wagon.
Okay, we'll donate it to the wagon.
Charity.
Charity.
Fucking charity.
My drawers brought in a lot.
Yeah, I'm
fucking
up. Okay, here. We got
what's the opening bid on the underwear?
We'll start at
$1.
Whoa. We got plenty of time left in the show. Let me think this one over. Okay?
Trench is going to contemplate, which is usually a good sign.
I'm going to think this one through, and I'll give you an answer before the end of the show.
Guys, if you've got thoughts on this, come on into the chat room or post them on the message board because we want to hear what you think.
Half gallon of buttermilk.
Half gallon of buttermilk
versus Gatorade, Mountain Dew Amp, and Pop Rocks.
If we could, instead of make it buttermilk, make it eggnog.
We can't find eggnog anywhere this time of year.
Yeah, if you do, it's going to be rank. No, I take that back. There is one place we can get eggnog.
Where?
In a can.
Dude, no. I'm not even that foul, dude.
Well, we'll talk more about this. We got plenty of break time here coming up, and plenty
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah,
baby.
This is what I love, dude. You know I love these stunts, man.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
I've been sitting around
thinking
about it. I thought I was thinking about duplicating the Steve-O bit from Jackass the Movie and snorting wasabi, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
What's next? You know, you're going to be like rab himself and piss on a fence? Government eggnog. I love it. Thanks, man.
Government eggnog.
Yeah, we're going to talk this
we're gonna
one out. All
right.
We're going to talk this
that's
one
that's right,
out.
Man.
You know, I'm liking it.
Yeah.
But I don't like puking.
Neither do I, man.
Half gallon of buttermilk. Is that the highest you'll absolutely go? Absolute highest.
Well, we'll talk more about the actual milk contents and what I'm drinking. I don't even know what buttermilk is.
Oh! You poor stupid bastard.
I mean, for all I know, I could be drinking castor oil. And
Oh no, no, castor oil would be a dream compared to buttermilk.
Well, I milk. You won't. You do half gallon of milk, right? But regular milk isn't quite foul enough compared to that, right there.
Yeah.
What do you think? Maybe a challenge if we can find it's a big if. Either half gallon of buttermilk, or half gallon of fizzy milk.
I don't know. He may enjoy the
milk.
See. It looks like he's gonna enjoy the fizzy milk.
That's
you gotta understand. Fizzy milk is sort of like the whole Pop Rock thing for you.
Yeah,
it's fucking nasty.
And it is nasty.
But
I'll
prefer
thinner, and that'll help me because you're drinking a lot
buttermilk.
Of thin shit with a lot of carbonation.
Yeah, a lot of carbonation,
okay,
which is gonna lead me to fucking puke.
Thin carbonation and caffeinated. Okay, you're giving me sludge.
Wait.
I get to drink sludge.
Then let's tweak his if you want to give him a little bit more sludge. What about something like chocolate soda?
You know what? I'll drink that shit anyway.
I could drink that anyway.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's not
so, or how about something a little bit thicker on him right there? Like, I'm trying to think of something nasty like that orange soda, the orange cream soda.
I'll
something
drink that.
That's thick. Something to add to the thickness.
We may not. Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll have to discuss.
Let's talk about this, and we'll come back later. We'll come
right
back
now,
to
though,
it.
If you really want to kind of pipe in, like Smack said, the site spankwagon.vftp.net. If you're already listening, you already know that. But you may want to join us in our chat room. We really want to hear some more people sounding off on this.
Yes.
If you're listening live, and that of course is to hit the chat link. We're on the IRC servers that are brought to us by. excuse me. Brought to us by irc.slashnet.org. The room is Spankwagon. That's #Spankwagon, all one word, lowercase.
Cool.
Check it out.
And if need be, maybe we'll have another competition.
Yep.
And that can really fuck both of you up right there.
Oh, no, the next competition is going to be all three of us. I'm thinking the next competition.
Who can eat the most Costco sushi?
Actually,
No.
I'm thinking more along the lines of.
I have one, and that was enough.
I'm thinking more along the lines of enema, whoever can hold the water in the longest.
No, dude.
Well, that's kind of wrong.
Yeah.
There's
a sign on my asshole, okay? It says one way and it points out. Hey, look.
Not an ass joke, that's a concept.
All right, folks. Spankwagon Radio, Spankwagon at BFTV.net. We'll be back.
There you go. What we'll do is we can do Smacks
channel.
Take It Into Pipe Night. Well, what we'll do is we'll take a beef pucker.
Beef pucker?
Beef pucker jello, and we'll put it in a beer bong.
There you go. No. Turkey basters.
Yeah.
I know this person that just... Hey, my brother is online.
Oh,
my God.
Well, true dat.
Wait. Wow. You got that kind of brother.
You got a family?
I have a family.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry.
They came with his wallet, you know, the fucking demo pictures.
Yeah,
sweet. I didn't know you had a brother.
Well, yeah, that's my really tall ass brother. Like, I'm shit. Claude?
He is tall.
Tall motherfucker. I mean, this guy.
I didn't know you had a brother.
Yeah, stepbrother.
I thought you were an only child.
No. Well, yeah, I'm an only child.
Stepbrother.
Stepbrother.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's my brother.
Well, hey, you know what?
He's not heavy.
Mad props.
So, yeah, big time mad props. I saw the brother, from that domain, and I was like, wait a minute, that can't be. But it is.
Well, hey, congratulations. Your family knows how to find you.
Yes, they do. Which is almost good, you know.
Yeah.
But, you guys, you owe them money.
No. Although it's nice to see that, you know, he didn't make it home because, man, I'll tell you what, we had some issues driving across the state of Iowa. It seems that, you know, cops in small towns are assholes. We know this. You guys
never
know.
Would have guessed.
Of course.
That.
Well.
Get to the point.
We were in Littlestown, Iowa Falls, and he needed to put oil, heavier weight oil, into his
Wait,
truck.
Hold on. Stop. We're staying on the story too much. Explain Iowa Falls. I'm just fucking kidding.
Fuck you.
Keep going.
So, what he did is he just stopped and he lifted his hood, he put in the oil, and sure enough, pressure went back up. They put a really thin oil in the middle of winter.
Bad idea.
Really thin. So he puts a thicker oil in, pressure went back up in the truck, everything was fine, we're on our way. About 10 minutes outside of this little podunk fucking town.
Woo!
Bingo. Not a local cop, though, a state patrol.
Red, white,
the local
blue.
Cop,
red, white, and blue, my, how patriotic. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. The local cop says, hey, you know, this guy, he ran the plates, the truck is licensed to someone who doesn't have a license. Shit. So, what happens, sure enough, he gets pulled over, state patrol, can I get your license? My brother's like, I don't quite have one. Who does? I do. Hand him mine. Cop, of course, you know, says, you know, I'm sorry, I had to pull you over because this little town cop called into my dispatch, I had to give a response to it, I couldn't have just blown this one off. He goes, if you weren't doing anything wrong, no one would have known.
Yeah.
So, thank you, little fucking cops in Iowa Falls. You can suck.
Wait. What were you doing wrong?
Nothing.
They ran his tags.
They ran his plates.
Because they looked suspicious.
Yeah.
You were racially profiled, weren't you?
We're white. The cops were... No.
That's another example of trying to keep the white man down.
Exactly, man. Why's it gotta be a white thing, you know?
Yeah.
White people got rights, too.
That's right, man.
You know?
Power to the man.
Exactly.
That's right.
Thank you, Shismakwa.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, we should rise up with our polka records and our accordions, and we should take back the streets.
Fuck yes,
take
dude.
Them back with our
rhythm
hockey
will be ours.
Exactly.
That's right.
Take them back with our hockey sticks and golf clubs and short pants. I'm telling you.
That's right.
The white people need to. Oh God, I'm going off on this one.
I'm gonna get.
You had it. You
let
had
just,
it.
Let me just, it. Let me just go with something, just real quick. You know what pisses me off?
Mm. What, ever, really? Something pisses you off?
You ever gone into Champ Sports or Foot Locker or any of the sports?
Do I look like a
town?
Fucking athlete?
Okay. Well, I go in there all the time, and I'm always I'm looking. Bowling, yeah.
Yeah, great athletes in bowling.
I try to buy jerseys. I'm a Tennessee Titans fan. So just as a test, I'm looking around. I see Javon Kirst jersey. Okay, cool. Javon's cool. I see Eddie George jersey. Cool. Eddie's a good player. I see a Steve McNair jersey. Where are the white players? There's no Frank Wycheck jersey. So
wait. What's that last name?
Wycheck, not
Wycheck. Frank Wycheck. He's a receiver. He's a good receiver. So I'm like, okay, wait. Maybe it's just because it's Tennessee.
Right.
I'm thinking, okay, another team I know, Chicago. All right. I see. Okay. There's a Walter Payton jersey. Walter Payton's been dead for 15 years. Where's the Brian Urlacher jersey? Where's the Brian Urlacher jersey? Arguably one of the best defensive players in football today. But it's not just football. Baseball.
Yeah.
I can't find a Sean Green jersey. I can find 8 million Barry Bonds jersey. I can even find an Ichiro jersey. You can't find a white player's jersey.
Yeah, I went to go look for some John Rocker jersey and shit, man.
Seriously, dude, there are only two white players you can find their jersey. Brady? And Gerback. Or not Gerback. Fucking cheater boy. What's
check
his?
For Bucks jersey for Brad Johnson or Joe Jabuskis or whatever.
You can find a Brad Johnson jersey. You can do that. But you can find, like, what wasn't it? Brett Favre. You can find Brett Favre just because he's the most sold-out player at all of football.
I like this. My brother says the only good athletes are bending their elbows at the bar. Yeah, we're really putting in a hard game here.
You can't find white players' jerseys.
Yeah, you can.
eBay.
Hockey. Hockey.
It's for fucking Canadians. They're not white Americans. There you go.
What?
You cannot find white
most of them.
U.S.
Well, wait, stop. How many fucking black men do you know that play hockey?
One.
Pokey Redick. There's a couple of them.
Couple of them.
There's a really? Couple of them.
There's one in Arizona.
There's one in... I want to say the Rangers. But look, hockey is mainly a sport dominated by white people. That's
so?
I'm sorry. It's so? The truth. You know?
It's dominated by whiteys with mullets.
The yeah, hockey hair helmet.
Hockey hair.
But I'd say football's a pretty good mix, and baseball's a really good mix. You can't find a white player's jersey anywhere! It's pissing me off!
Have you tried soccer?
Dude, all the names are like 18 vowels long.
Dude, goal!
You cannot find a white player's jersey. I asked the guys, like...
Did you go online?
You have to special order them online. You can't go into the stores and find them.
You said you asked the guy. What did he say?
I said, where's the Frank Whitechuck jerseys? Oh, we don't get a lot of call for that. I'm like, all right, because that makes sense. Okay, so I said, okay, then what about a Sean Green jersey? Oh, well, what about a Mark McGwire jersey? Well,
They don't have Mark McGwire.
They don't have Mark McGwire
the
jersey.
Fucking guy with the home runs, man. Yeah. Breaks fucking records.
Yeah.
Now, that...
Wow.
That fucking takes me back.
You can't find a Greg Maddux jersey. You can't find a Randy Johnson jersey.
Whoa. Maddux I did see over at Just for Sports at Neonopolis. Same with catcher for Mets.
Oh, Piazza.
Piazza.
You can't take that place into account, though, because that place, the prices change depending upon who's in first place. And they only order jerseys for players that are currently on ESPN.
Oh, okay.
But
that doesn't matter. That's not a qualification. If you're asking for the qualification to be a white player...
So,
you
one
can't.
Store. One. Keep in mind, it's a single store. It's not even a chain. Champs is a chain. Foot Locker is a chain.
Yeah.
Front Row Sports is
can
a
I
chain.
Can I ask you a question?
You can't find a white player's jersey.
Think about this. When you walk into Foot Locker, when you walk into Champs, when you walk into Just for Feet, when you walk into all of those, what music is playing on that PA system?
Country.
Most of the time, it's either country or it's ESPN on.
Right. Rap. That's all I hear.
That's all. Actually, he's right. We go to the Meadows Mall. It's all hip hop.
Constantly.
But you know
hip-hop.
What? Oh. But aren't sports.
Over at the Boulevard Mall,
that?
Too, remember? Yep. Where we saw the BKs.
We saw the BKs. You know, they're all hip hop. Now, you go into a place like.
Smack's English, so he'd like British Knights.
Well, he would. He would.
It's been a while since I've seen those.
He's got the British teeth.
They sell them now.
Oh,
that was fucking
that
low,
point.
Dude.
Oh.
Not even I was going to go there, dude.
Dude! Oh, my God. Hey, when you guys were driving through Iowa, did you have to stop at one of those truck weighing places? Did they make you and your brother to go, like, individually? You, your brother, then the truck?
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Dude, no, wait, stop.
Did they have to export you as Iowa beef? Like, is there a tag on you?
Wow.
Damn.
See, that was good. That wasn't bad. See, I would have said something more like, did they have to classify you as passenger or cargo?
see,
I'm staying neutral on that.
That's the difference between you and me. You can take that extra step, and that's why I bow to the balls. That's all there is to it. But back
dude,
to this.
What with his?
I bow to the balls. There's no white player jerseys. I'm upset over this.
Dude, well, man.
Okay, look. You know. Also, I don't know. I mean, it's just
if I were to go.
You know what? Thinking about what you're saying, and I'm just thinking about something I saw last week about that club in Chicago.
Yeah.
That someone sprayed mace, everybody trampled out.
No, all the security guards.
Yeah. Did you know what I did see though? One thing that kind of amused me is everybody in there. Of course, it was.
This is South Side
predominantly
Chicago.
South Side Chicago black club.
African American.
Black African American. Fuck DC.
Just don't call them the colored people because they really hate that.
Yeah, because we're more colored than them. Red, green, blue. You know, we change more colors than they do. Anyhow,
good point.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
The thing is, almost every one of them had jerseys on. I loved it. You saw everybody, all the guys come out of the club and they're all jerseys and. you know, all different kinds of sports and shit. But you're right. You're absolutely positively right.
I mean, aren't sports supposed to go beyond that?
They're supposed to.
But marketing isn't.
See, nope. That's fucked up.
But that's marketing. That's not sports.
See, that's nine. Nine. Stupid corporate America. And
hey, wait. My brother's calling me cargo.
He
here.
Was cargo.
Fuck you. I had to drive. Let's recall the one of us. The one of us out of the three in the vehicle.
Well, I mean, you mean it's like, well, you know, hey, what? To reiterate to smack. To reiterate to smack.
Exactly. Yes, I know. Yes.
Now there are also other things too that I'm not happy about, and like Hot Topic, you know, places like that. No, that's kind of discriminating.
I like Hot Topic.
That's kind of discriminating too there, because I can't find anywhere in Hot Topic or Miller's Outpost. I can't find the shirt that I wanted to get. This is black by popular demand. I've seriously been looking on that shit for eBay.
You're gonna have to make that, dude. You're gonna have Cafe Presser.
That's gonna be Cafe Presser. Just get the iron-on letters, you know.
Dude, seriously, I'm gonna start making like white player jerseys. I think, but they're not gonna be cool. They're gonna be like just like T-shirts that I'm gonna like write on with marker. It's gonna be like Frank Whitecheck on the back of like a Hanes T-shirt.
I think I'll do something like, you know, for kickers and stuff.
Ding, feather done.
Dude, seriously, I'm upset about this.
Well, get over it.
Write a letter.
To who?
The
fucking company.
I guess I'm gonna have to.
You know, I know that there's Timmy Dwight jerseys out there.
But it pisses me off. You know what else you can't
find? I'm kind of like taken back, actually, by the Mark McGwire thing.
I couldn't find a Mark McGwire jersey.
Well, you got to realize, though, he's also out of, you know, he really
but
isn't.
Still, yeah.
Walter Payton's been dead for 15 years.
Walter Payton has not been dead for 15 years.
Walter Payton's been dead for a while.
He's alive. He's living with Elvis.
Yes.
He's been dead for a while. McGwire's still alive. The reason you can't find a Mark
McGwire jersey is on his way out.
He's a white guy. That's all there is to it. It's a stupid marketing.
I don't know. It's possible. It's very believable. Like, you know,
maybe
you should
write a letter to him. Say,
write a letter.
Hey, mister, can you get a tan so they can make you a jersey?
I guess.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Actually, I was watching ESPN the other day before the All-Star game, and it was that I can't remember the name of the show. It's where they have the two guys, and they talk about a subject for 60 seconds. We should really implement that here.
Pardon the interruption.
Exactly. And the black guy, I hate to break it down by race, but I guess I'm going to have to. He says, yeah, I love it. It's the black. I love All-Star. It's the black Thanksgiving.
Ah! You know, that's great.
I mean, yes. Basketball is predominantly black players.
Yes.
And it's, I don't want to say it's because white people can't jump. I think it's just because, and I don't think it's got anything to do with race. I think it's just that, well, I'll say it, black basketball courts are cheaper to put out than baseball fields. And in lower income neighborhoods, and you're pressured by the city to do something, you're a slumlord, well, I'll put up a basketball court.
Hey.
You know?
Well, I can admit that most apartment complexes I lived in, they didn't have baseball fields, but they sure had basketball hoops.
There's a difference. There's a difference as well, okay? Okay, because there's... They also put up tennis courts, okay?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, of course, there's a difference, of course, you know. Tennis courts, you usually find the kids, you know, fucking jumping up and down on nets, but...
It's very true. As a matter of fact, there's that one tennis court over
Andre
here where
Agassi.
We work. Over where we work, you know, and it's a tennis court in a slum apartment. You know, they got to mow the tennis court.
Oh, across the street. Yes.
Like, what the hell? Now, I remember when I was growing up, there was a tennis court that was put in, and it was nearby, and they actually let the schools use it. So, you know, that's different, though. But, yeah, tennis courts...
It's real fun at my new apartment building. They have tennis courts with no nets. So after the homeboys get done with their game of b-ball for the evening, I've had the drunk frat guys come out and start playing broom ball on the tennis court. Even after the fucking lights go out at 11:30 at night, they're out there trying to play broom ball in the dark.
Nice. Yeah.
But yes, okay, so Smack's angry rant about white people allowed.
No white people jerseys.
No white people jerseys.
It's racist.
That.
It is racist.
Well, let's go on this.
Let's do a field trip.
All right, we'll do a field trip. We will count the white jerseys versus the white player jerseys versus
man,
the black
I don't know
jerseys.
Half of the fucking people on there, so...
It doesn't matter. Smack does, and even if he doesn't, he can just make it up.
Yeah, well, you know, we can get the guy from... What we'll do is we'll get some sports guys. What we'll do is we'll recruit the guys from...
We're fucking geeks. We don't know sports people.
I know some sports people.
Okay.
You're barely a geek.
We'll get virtual loser. We'll get loser. Loser knows baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get... shit. You know who I... Pax's dad. Pax's dad's a big sports guy. I'll see if we can get him. He's always fun to hang out. The guy sees me, goes, "Loco! Loco, loco, loco." He's great, man. I love that guy. He's hilarious.
Wow, I can relate, yeah. It's like the listeners at home. Anyhow, okay. So that's right. Very interesting. Next subject.
Well, yeah. Moving on a little bit. Real quick, another one for Smack here. You need to give a shout-out to some people that we can't even identify. You say they're listening.
They're listening. I hope they're listening. They said they were listening last week. Hopefully they're listening now. The guys from CEN.TV.
I love the website, by the way.
Yeah, the website's
that's
so well put together.
Great,
okay,
man.
Like I said, they're about a month before they go into production.
It's going to be cool, dude.
I met one of their people there. She was really cool, Sabrina. She rocked.
What kind of... Is this like strippers?
What it... it's kind of funny. What it is it's going to be a web multimedia outlet. It's going to be...
Strippers.
About 25 channels of audio and video that you can get off the internet. Some will be adult. Some will be things like this.
Can I see hardcore penetration?
I don't know.
Okay.
Apparently it's going
to
be big.
Why else would anybody go? I wouldn't fucking pay online to see Mr. Rogers.
Well, they're going to have, like I said...
Would you be my neighbor?
Only hey, if neighbor. She takes her pants off. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be interesting. Big plans for it. And they're Mac users. So, of course, we have to love
yay.
Them.
In the land of dick, that's exactly what this means to us. Other than the adult feeds, what else is there going to be?
Music, talk shows, things like this. So it should be interesting. Uh-huh. They've got a lot of big plans going.
Wow. Okay, well, so, good luck to you guys, and hopefully you can get your site.
And we'll
soon.
Be listening to them, and
so right. We'll be able to check out their site for more.
Not yet. No. the Sabrina, she one of the people who runs it. She's somehow involved with something. I have to tell you
somehow guys, involved with something.
Well, I think it's time for Mad Props once we can verify they're actually listening.
Stripper school.
Stripper school.
She
I read about that.
Has she been to Exotica World?
I don't know, but the name of the school is Strippers 101.
Yeah, I read about that in the interview.
That's her. She helps run the company.
We need to do a field trip.
Exactly.
She's a nine.
She's
a nine.
She had most of us in the store drooling. She's, you know what, though? She's smart and she's funny, which is just added pluses. Because when a chick's hot, that's one thing, but if she's just eye candy, but if she's smart and she's funny as hell, then...
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my brother and I can tell you, we were hanging out down at Harrah's when he was in town in October.
Yeah.
And we were walking, and there was this chick in front of us.
Is this a story about the hooker?
Yes.
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 Good story. Go ahead
and
tell it real
quick. This chick in front of us. Now, can you imagine this? She's very top-heavy, but a little bit of chub. So it wasn't the best looking, but it was, okay. She had a really weird tattoo over the, lower back tattoo,
Right above the ass bone.
Right above the ass bone, and it said, Daddy's Girl. And that kind of made us both go, that's kind of fucked up. But that wasn't the funny part about it. Now, keep in mind, she's wearing
when her dad gets drunk and goes, who are you?
Yeah. Well, where does he gotta look? Her ass. Geek. And so anyhow, she's wearing, the tight spandex, and it's this gaudy bright orange, a little bit of flower print, of course, she's got the top to snug all the boobs and fake boobs and whatever else together.
Hey, they're really there.
Well, they're really there.
Somewhere under all that. Yeah.
But, they're not quite all original. Some parts have been replaced. Contents may settle during shipment.
Look,
anyway.
I like case spotting. Anyway.
Case spotting. You don't put a window on that shit?
Yeah!
Neon light. Boom. Or?
Wow. I just had this real cool idea. If you could put a see-through window down there, so you could see your
down where
penetrate. Yeah.
Down there.
Anyhow, so she's walking, right?
Neon.
And she's walking. Well, if you're ever in front of Harrah's, they ain't got no money, ain't got no people.
Sorry, getting a little gospel revival.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
So anyhow,
yeah, you've been buying too many of them jerseys at Foot Locker.
Licking them.
Where are the white players? Sorry.
Where are the white guys at?
we own the clubs.
There you go. That'll be the bumper.
That was bad. I apologize.
I didn't even fucking hear what he said. That was a bad time.
It was
wrong. Wrong.
So anyhow, we're walking behind her. She's just walking down the thing. She has those clear plastic high heels on.
Oh, those are the best.
She has fuck me shoes.
Come fuck me shoes. Yep.
Yep. But if you ever walk on Harrah's property, you know that they don't have sidewalks as much as they have the fake...
The cobblestones.
Fake cobblestones.
Yeah.
She almost bites it. She... Da-da-da-da! Arms go flailing, legs go chicken. I mean, she almost bites it right there on the sidewalk. Bunch of guys are laughing at her. Just laughing their ass. She gets her composure back, walks two more steps, goes around the corner, sees a bunch of frat guys there. She goes up to them and goes, you like what you see? Like, oh my god.
Oh, that's a hooker.
Not only is she a hooker, but she can barely walk. And daddy's girl? Who get the fuck daddy's girl? And then the grossest fucking thing I've ever seen in my goddamn
yes,
fucking
yes,
life.
Yes, yes.
This is the most disgusting, sick, disturbed, perverted thing. I'm gonna cough.
It's that bad, huh?
Horrible. Okay. Now, take your favorite bowling pin. You got a favorite bowling pin in mind?
Everybody does.
Everybody. Put a pair of skinny-ass fucking legs on it. Okay? And I mean that. Put a pair of skinny fucking legs. But of course, how it really works is that bowling pin, the curved part of the bowling pin, is going over the legs. Probably, I'm going to say, until mid-thigh.
Oh,
mid-upper thigh.
Now, fucking cankles.
No, worse than cankles.
That's her calf and her ankles the same thing.
No, that's calf
stay
ankles.
Warm,
that's different.
Place.
That's different.
Stay warm, happy place. Stay warm, happy place.
Back to the wagon. Back to the wagon.
Come on, goddammit.
Come on.
I don't want to hear about this.
So,
this is a great moment. You're
the
fucking it up.
Wearing super tight spandex top. You know, no boobs. All fat. So fat, as a matter of fact, her short fucking skirt. Short fucking skirt was so short when she walked. You didn't see up her leg. What you saw was the bottom of her stomach bag. The most disgusting.
She didn't
thing
have
ever.
A skirt on. She had drapes.
So you saw it was
you
so short.
You got to shave before you leave the house in a skirt like that. And I don't mean your legs.
No, she don't need to shave anything. She needs to put clothes on because that was the most disgusting. I mean, anything.
You don't know if she had to shave. Maybe you could have seen like the Hidden Valley.
She probably
if you
did.
Oh, my God. Who knows? The fat rolls were over everything. Okay, how do you go out and look good? You've got to either be you got to be so desperate that that's your only chance, or so drugged up you think you look good. But that was the most disgusting thing that I have ever seen in my natural fucking born life.
Dude, this is Vegas, man. People dress like that shit. You come to Vegas and
you come
like check your mind at the airport.
Well, that's true. There are slot machines to do that with. By the way, I flew out on a company called ATA. I've never heard of them before. But it was actually a good flight.
You flew on a motherboard.
ATA. Ah, yeah.
Geek humor.
All right, geek folks. Humor. We're going to go ahead. I'm going to go take another quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a buttload of news.
Sweet. That we do.
So we'll be back in a little bit. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
I'm Trencher, he's Smack, and you're Claude, the
damn
famous
straight.
One.
That's right.
Of course, if you want to know what we're talking about, go check out the fucking message boards.
And by the way, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. 2 weeks in a row running straight, Sunday paper, full-page ad, I'm staring back at you.
Yes, and you should see the picture I have up at work.
Be afraid. Yeah,
fucking kick
be
the shit out of
you. Be
very afraid. All right, Spankwagon Radio, we'll be back in a moment.
Ha ha! We'll be right back. what I've been told too. But yeah, he's a right. fucking album.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Sitting in sun, working real hard. Smoking tobacco. That's what he fucking sings.
Weird.
And if there's an echo in it, like it's recorded in his basement or bathroom.
Or it's just processed that way.
Spoken word's always better when it has a reverb. Anyway,
tell it to all the karaoke bars. I have got a ton of fucking news.
How much news? A
ton of fucking news.
A ton, you say?
A ton. T-O-N-N-E.
Yes. Well, I guess it's time to break out the news ticker.
I can't wait till I have a budget.
I know, it'd be great, won't it?
Yeah, you can hire some Mexicans to do this.
Dude, I swear, man, the World Church of the Creator people are going to be listening and thinking we're their kind of people. Because we've gone off tonight about now we got Mexicans and then we've got...
Well, let's talk about adult clubs.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they have white women?
Any color sure you want. They still wouldn't like you because you're white. Anyhow.
Exactly.
This morning at one of our very own clubs. Now, we've talked about this place before because of...
I don't know about you two, but I've never been in there.
I have.
I've never been in there, but you know the guy because there's someone there that works there that owns a DeLorean.
Yeah,
the guy because he argues with the pro wrestling manager that is his next-door neighbor, literally in the building.
And Smack knows the place because he's gone there to get a lap dance.
Smack is a...
Yeah, that guy actually...
To meet women.
The guy sold the building.
No, he didn't.
The guy who owned the building came into the store and he's telling us all about the whole idea of the building.
He's wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's twisted. It's wrong. They don't even have.
Explain. Explain.
Well, let me get to this story.
Let's do this.
Hiring minds want to know.
Agents from the FBI, DEA, IRS, and Metro Police raided the Crazy Horse 2 this morning at 5 o'clock. Under pretenses of organized crime and other illegal activity at the club.
Yes.
Basically, what they were looking for is evidence of covert ownership. In other words, mob.
Mafia.
Mafia ownership through...
Because the current...
In Vegas?
No.
The current owner is still friends, although he denies any current communication, with Tony Spilotro's head mob enforcer, his main captain.
Rizzolo, this guy who actually runs Crazy Horse 2, has been linked to organized crime figures in the past, such as... I have it here. I've had it here. I'm so fucking.
Chicago
late.
Guys with the middle name The.
No, Joseph Cusmato, who is the top lieutenant of a slain mob boss.
Oh yes,
Anthony
Spilotro.
Spilotro. Plus, he also has been defended, and I love this. This is one thing that made me go, Oscar Goodman. Did you know that Rizzolo gave Oscar Goodman $10,000 to his reelect campaign?
Yes, I did, because I read the same article.
Yeah. And that's because Goodman gave, you know, was
defended him. Yes.
That's why you gotta love Vegas. Our mayor's a former mob boss attorney.
Yep, boss attorney.
Oh, that is great.
He knows how the city runs because he's dealt with the people that run it.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, honestly, this raid doesn't surprise me too much, but I'm just wondering how many of the officers were in the club before the raid actually happened.
They actually been casing it out, they said,
for
quite a while.
Just for fun.
Oh, I don't think anybody was there just for fun. If they were, just doing it to case it out. But
The DEA was basically there because they believed that there was drug trafficking.
Which all they found, truly...
Was just a small amount of marijuana in one of the dancers' lockers.
Yeah.
They were actually looking for GmbH Special K.
Apparently she bought Adele.
Yeah. Dude.
Which makes that shuttle post with Adele dude even more funnier now.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, you're getting a cell. Anyway.
Yeah, dude, you're getting a cell. But yeah, they raided it at 5 a.m. because they wanted to make sure that, first off, they didn't want it to really
have a financial impact
on their business, but of course they had to go out and buy new cash registers.
Because they took everything.
Every cash register.
All files, cash registers.
My favorite quote, though. The stripper says that she's exiting the club because then, you know, once they start releasing them, basically the strippers were starting to use obscene language and obscene gestures towards law enforcement because of how they were being treated. But my favorite quote from a stripper... Guns are scary, and this is not cool.
Yes, that's fucking, I'm serious.
I'm telling you, we need to have stripper Jeopardy in here one day.
That's fucking Mensa type shit, dude. That will get her noticed.
Yep.
Guns are scary.
And this is
You
want to
talk
cool.
about Mensa memberships, though. This is another good one. This is from South Dakota, from the Star Tribune. A tractor was stolen. Okay. Supposedly this guy's truck broke down. He went looking for, to find someone for help. Instead, he runs across a tractor with keys in it. In the Midwest, in these parts of the country, it's not uncommon just to leave the keys in there.
Okay.
Who's really going to steal farm inventory?
Apparently,
someone's truck
somebody
is
did.
Broken down.
Well, this guy did. But my favorite, though, is listen to the cops' reaction. First off, they knew they were in trouble because it had enough fuel in it that the thing would run for 24 hours without stopping. Tractors just run. That's what they're supposed to do.
Puck it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they could put down spike strips.
It was only a 325 horsepower tractor. It wasn't that big, but it was a full tank of gas. Four-wheel drive. And it was towing an 18-foot wide plow that could stretch out to a whole whopping 35 feet. Now, the best part about this, and the best quote was, the police said it was a really dangerous situation. He was going down these side roads with no lights on.
No lights on. They're going to try to bust a guy for that, of all things.
So he had no
Never mind the fact that it's a fucking tractor.
Oh, yeah. Never mind the fact that he backed into all these different vehicles or, you know, he did some damage. No! He was being dangerous by driving with the lights off.
How'd they eventually catch him? Because I don't imagine spike strips work very well on fucking tractors.
No, spike strips will not work on tractors. I think after a while, I mean, he was going to the point where he crashed into a couple cars and they jumped him. So they jumped onto it. Yeah, they jumped onto the cab and just pulled him off and shut the thing off. Pretty easy. The only thing broken really was a hitch, and it was just re-welded at the farm. So, moron alert. I'm trying to look at my news here.
How bored is it? Boring is himself to go.
Just remember, I want to say this. If you live in Pennsylvania and you want your student to be your son, daughter, whatever, to be a valedictorian, just sue them. That's the way to do it nowadays.
Just say sue.
Basically, a mother is suing the school district, high school district, because they disqualify her daughter for being a valedictorian because she's no longer a student there. She started going to the Wesleyan College. She completed all of her stuff in 3 years.
Okay.
Did all of her points, did what she had to do.
Yeah, she's not a student.
But she's not a currently active student, where the other one is, and is doing just the same. The whole point is, if you're a currently active student. But yeah, I don't know. That pisses me off.
There's actually another lawsuit about that, too. There's some kid, I want to say it's in Tennessee or something like that. He was doing volunteer work for like a social studies type class.
Right.
Volunteer slash career work.
Okay.
And of all things, he was a paralegal in his mother's law office.
Okay.
So he needed a perfect above 4.0 GPA to keep his grades good because he wanted to go to Harvard.
Yeah.
So what happened was for his project that he did, he got an A. But okay. That wasn't good enough. He wanted an A+.
A+.
So he didn't get it. So he argued with the teacher and the principal. You know what happened?
What?
They said, no, you get an A, the teacher's final ruling. He's suing the school district.
That's crap. I'm sorry.
He's a paralegal. He actually already did all this shit. He already filed the fucking paperwork with the city. He's going to act as his own defense counsel.
You know, this is why I hate our system sometimes. I'm sorry. If you have to sue to get good grades, what's the motivation behind actually doing the work? You know, if this stuff goes through...
I guess for one, it'll actually show that he knows how to be a good fucking lawyer. That his paralegal experience paid off, huh?
Well, yeah. Yeah, that it paid off. But come on, how many lawyers do we really need?
There's actually more students right now to become in law schools than there are actually practicing lawyers.
That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does. People think it's a quick, easy buck, man. It's easier to fucking chase ambulances and, you know, sue for outrageous stuff, man.
Well, that's true.
I'm telling you, with lawyers right there, I kid you not, dude. It's like degenerate gamblers all looking for the big payout. They don't have to do it no more, the whatever. Lawyers are doing it the same, but it's just like gamblers, it's never going to be enough. And lawyers are looking for the big payout of the idiot that spills coffee on them in the drive-thru McDonald's, okay? Stupid shit like that.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, why be a teacher? Why be a doctor? Why be something that good, that's good for the society?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do what we're doing, something that's entertaining, you know? We have to go out there and sue the pants off people, and we need those lawyers, because those lawyers say, hey, here's my meal ticket, here's my tobacco company,
especially at up
here's
to 50% above, yeah.
You know, here's these court cases that they're really not going to help us in any way.
No,
they're frivolous, like the fat people suing McDonald's for making them fat. No, your own poor self,
willpower.
Made you fat.
And that case was dismissed, I am thankful to
say.
Me
too. Very thankful.
Tobacco, I was kind of, well, maybe, because back in the day when people started smoking then...
It never was labeled.
Yeah, it was never labeled. They'd have Surgeon General's warning, they didn't say risks. So, okay.
But I'll tell you this. Come on. You've had...
But then again, you know, once Surgeon General starts saying... You have to put these ads on there. That should have been the first fucking,
you
know,
you have to
sign.
Put warnings up. You can't advertise in this medium. You can't do that. It should have been a big sign.
Even if they were already addicted to the substance, well, you know, like after the fact, you know, after, but you know, before
right.
they put these labels on, even if you want to say, okay, they were addicted, they couldn't break a habit because
right.
blah blah blah. Okay, you know, I might even be that willing to go that far, but for people after that, no, because
recovery is available. But then again,
and warnings were plentiful as well.
War on drugs, alcohol. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
it's the same argument.
And you know what?
Medium.
Everybody's had a greasy burger here. And in all seriousness, if you don't know that a greasy fucking burger is bad for you,
you're an idiot.
God damn,
you're
man.
An absolute positive idiot.
What a fucking pinhead, dude! You are Schultzy.
Yes.
Pinhead in a fucking woman's dress, biting the heads off chickens.
Yep.
God
now,
damn.
I wanted to go ahead and speaking of burgers, actually. I have just really interesting story here. It's almost scary. This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Claire Kimmerle is 79, and she's worked at the same McDonald's in Southampton, Bucks County, for nearly 33 years, since the day that it opened. Eek.
Ooh.
So, you know, she retired from another profession. I mean, I'll get to that here.
Yeah.
She's resisted promotion and management, and she's very happy to fill orders at the front counter for breakfast and do the fries for lunch. That's her thing. She has never, in 32 years and 10 months of employment, flipped a burger. She's never eaten a Big Mac because they're too filling. Never worked the drive-thru or worn a headset. It would give me a headache, she says. Sounds like to me like she's a bitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Anyhow.
I mean, me, you know, if I were to retire today, I'd love it. You know, I have to work again at my young age. But if I were to retire, you know, and I wanted something to keep me, you know, occupied, I wouldn't work fast food.
No, not fast food. Now, when she started, she got paid $1.75 an hour on April 18th, 1970.
What's she making now?
She now earns close to $12 an hour.
God damn.
At McDonald's. $12 in 33 years. Okay, that's only $11 worth of raises in 33 years.
Jeez. You know, most of those are probably minimum wage anyway.
Absolutely. Basically, though, it goes on here. She talks about the regulars, how they eat there every day, often twice, even three times. And this is really
God
sad.
God damn!
Because it ties in with that. And there's this one
guy. I feel fucking lazy and disgusted with myself if I eat fast food 2 days in a row.
Exactly. Now, this is one
for
of my
lunch.
Favorite, this is one of my favorite lines and one of my favorite paraphrases in here.
Please.
Bill Dreyfuss says, "This place is like Cheers." Bill Dreyfuss, who was in for breakfast on Thursday and again for lunch and quite possibly dinner. Dreyfuss owns a warehouse nearby and knows all the workers. I've been married 29 years, he said. My wife has made dinner 6 times. Do you know how much fast food we eat? And when this place is closed on holidays, I buy it the day before. And he will then microwave it the next day.
God damn!
Multiple meals at a McDonald's. Microwaving. Buying stuff a day in advance of microwaving. This guy is not only a long-timer, this lady who worked there for 33 years is not the only one who's worked there for a long, extended amount of time. There's a guy there who worked the grill for 26 years. There's another lady who has worked the drive-thru for nearly 20 years. Another favorite quote of mine, she is a contemporary of Claire's, but doesn't want her boyfriend to know her age. So she's around the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. She doesn't want her boyfriend.
Yeah, meet my new girlfriend. She's working at McDonald's. She's thinking something young.
She pushes my chair. Yeah. All right. Claire, on her 30th anniversary of the job, what they did for her is they got her a limo, took Claire and 4 other veterans out to Atlantic City. Claire loves to gamble. Here's another one of my favorite quotes.
Shoot.
Her goal in life, in fact, is to win the lottery.
Not exactly being realistic, are we?
Not a very good goal.
Jesus. To win the lottery. Not, I want to climb Mount Everest. Not, I want to build a house.
I want to win the lottery. That's my goal.
Win the lottery, dude. That's like saying, you know what, Mark? You know what my goal is, dude?
What?
I want to swim to Hawaii. It's not going to fucking happen.
It's not going
to
happen in a million years.
No.
But she goes on talking about how they started out doing everything on pen and paper. Now it's computers with all their weird little speak.
Weird little speak. Oh, God.
And then, of course, she admits... She excels at fries, so she loves doing her fries. And, of course, you know, they're going on about McDonald's life. You know, she gets done with work. She clocks out at 1:30. She drives home, washes her clothes, cleans up, and settles in for General Hospital. like every good 79-year-old woman. So yeah, that's Claire. Just remember, next time you talk to that old person at McDonald's, not only do they not have a life, but they're fucking retarded. Ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries. What is that talking about? By the way, there's something very interesting to kind of lead into the next story as well. You don't like the bandwagon patriotism.
I hate it.
Well, guess what? You're going to hate something even more.
Oh, boy.
Bandwagon anti-sediment.
Huh?
It already happened here, but I'm going to give you one interesting thing that you read in the story that I can't see, and unfortunately it's not on the computer, so I can't find it. How many times did you hear the reference French fries?
Several.
Yeah, but did it say French fries or just fries?
Fries.
Exactly.
Oh, the anti-French
yes. There's already been one place that's on. I forget where the fuck it is. You know, fuck, I should have read the article more. They're calling them Patriot fries. And it's really catching up a lot after that.
Yeah,
yeah, people are fucking, you know, smashing bottles of Perrier and Evian and, yeah, that. And Brie. They're stomping chunks of fucking Brie. Yeah.
You know, and as far as I can tell, we're separated right now by two. I was not trying today. I was very much hoping not to go into this type of topic. There's two camps of thought. Mm-hmm. Don't do shit and bomb the holy hell out of them. Now, the problem is a lot of the people in the don't do shit are mm-hmm. very intellectual, mm-hmm. are very conservative in some respects, liberal, very liberal though. In the bomb the hell out of them, there is a lot of people who are intellectual, but there's a lot of rednecks. And what's interesting, I was listening to a radio show, a clip of a radio show online.
Yeah.
And they were going on about, going war's bad, blah, blah, blah. And you could tell it was a Johnny haircut that was really there talking. They went to a call-in section, and the most redneck of rednecks called in with his opinions. And it was just unarguably the perfect match for this guy. And it really made sense of how polarized everyone is about it. But to do this for the French, anything French? Look, we know Smack has an issue with the French. He hates the Frenchies.
He's English.
You know, yeah, he's English. But here's the thing. To break bottles of Perrier, to have Patriot fries?
Yeah.
No, come on now. This is just ignorance. This is downright stupid and very, very ignorant.
And nothing good's really going to come out of it right there.
No, nothing.
I don't dig on it at all. I don't think it's cool myself.
You know, and if I hear anybody say, you know, I'd rather have Patriot fries than French fries, I'm going to say, are they the same damn potato? Yes, then you're a moron.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should do that. Let's go to McDonald's and ask for Patriot fries.
You know, they probably get a chuckle out of it. And I'm going to check that. Now that you've mentioned that, I'm going to watch menus and shit.
Yeah. You watch. Anything like the word French. French fries have been the first thing. They're renaming them. It was very interesting. The guy who did it, he originally got... He's right, like, next to a base. He's, like, the only fast food restaurant there. It's, like, it's not a chain. It's an independent one. He got the idea when he was talking with some old vet from World War fucking One.
Oh, my God. There's
old
someone alive?
Old as fucking dirt. Okay?
Right.
And when he's talking about it, he goes... you know, in my day, in World War One, we didn't like the Germans, so we boycotted their food. So, like, sauerkraut, they called it something like, patriot cabbage and shit. And, hamburgers, they called it, freedom burgers.
Jesus, that's dumb.
I know, it's stupid as all fucking hell. And the patriot cabbage, that fucking gets
patriot cabbage, that just doesn't even sound good.
No, it doesn't.
I have patriot cabbage. Dude, topical cream, save yourself.
Yeah, I know, dude. But yeah, that's very interesting. Damn, that picked up real quick.
Yeah, the music kind of toned down.
Yeah, but basically that's something to watch for. You're going to see a lot of anti-French sentiment. I don't know where it came from. I honestly don't. To be honest, maybe it's just me, but I think that Bush forgets one thing right there. With NATO and the UN and stuff like that and SALT, guess what? We're America. We helped build them, so... our original intended system of checks and balances still applies there. That's why we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I forget who it was, a comedian was. He was funny as hell, but he said, you know what, dude? When even the Germans are going, don't fucking invade, you know, take fucking heed. Because the Germans love to invade everybody.
They do.
Yeah.
I got another news article before, actually. I got a couple that linked together, and then
really?
I'll let you read that one.
Sure.
You like that one. A lot of perverts out lately, and one pervert I think is just a bunch of retards. And I'll get two of them are a bunch of retards. Well, fuck it, all three of them are a bunch of retards.
And I have a fourth one to add as well. But
first one. A 17-year-old girl who's dressed up as the mascot for Round Robin Gourmet Burgers is crying foul.
My own fun thing.
What happened was, of course, she was belt up in her costume by a bunch of VIPs. Literally, a limo pulled up to Red Robin Gourmet Burgers. Who the fuck goes to fast food or even that kind of fucking place for fucking
I've never
VIP
eaten there.
Goddamn
right,
accounts?
Right before I left Los Angeles.
Oh, there's one here.
They had one there, and I'd never eaten it. They have one here. I don't know where it's
they
at.
They have one here, and it's expensive, and it's not all what it's cracked up to be. So.
But a bum. Another fucking
little
pun.
Red Robin.
If it's any, have you eaten there?
Yeah, I have, actually.
If it's anything like Fuddruckers, I'll fucking defecate
it
on
is,
the doorstep.
It is.
I hate fucking Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers burned you bad.
Fucking shitty food that was way overpriced.
Overpriced. That's what this is. But yeah, I'm sorry. You know, a bunch of VIPs fondling a big bird, okay? Look, they weren't fondling you, chick. They probably didn't even know, they didn't even care you were in there, okay?
I don't know.
They were playing around with a big fucking mascoted bird, and there were a bunch of limo fucking senators and shit who were just stupid anyway, and that's enough of that. Second batch of stupid people.
By the way, yeah, fuck the French. I heard it, and I just couldn't. You guys couldn't hear me from the bathroom. Yeah, fuck the French.
Fuck the French. Second thing here.
Stupid Frenchies.
A Milwaukee public school teacher disguised himself as a woman to lure a 15-year-old boy to a Southside home for sex.
Did he get them?
No. The boy himself. Now, this is the kid. The 15-year-old set up a mailbox on a telephone chat line and received a message from an individual using the name Jackie. In the message, Jackie stated she wanted to have sex with the boy. So now, keep in mind, the boy is already wanting this. The boy set out to try to gain this.
Yeah.
But the person who answered wasn't quite what the boy expected. Simmons was in the back seat. Now, this is the teacher. He appeared to be a female to the boy. However, thank God, the boy began to suspect that Simmons was really a man.
When he saw the bulge.
Well, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Simmons later admitted to being a male.
I'm on the rag.
Really. Simmons offered him money for sex and to perform sex to the boy. Needless to say, this is a teacher dressing as a woman who's a transvestite. Well, I guess that would be to get sex with a 15-year-old boy who was looking for it anyway.
Damn.
This is
how'd
why,
they get caught?
He got basically caught because someone squealed. Someone talked to someone else and all that kind of good stuff.
Did he know the student?
I believe he did. I believe he did.
God damn.
That's just... Hey, that's Milwaukee.
What is it with all these fucking preverts lately?
Sorry, don't worry. He'll get transferred to Vegas soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Here's the next one. Another bit of... very interesting pervert. This one, another... this is Cleveland. Two men, one dressed as an Amish girl, tried to coax a handful of Amish children into their van as the group walked home from school Monday. Basically, the incident reads as this. The driver of a red and black van pulled up to a group of four or five Amish girls walking home after class and asked the girls to come over. The girls started towards the vehicle after seeing what appeared to be an Amish girl sitting in the passenger seat. As the girls got closer, they realized the passenger was actually a man dressed as an Amish girl.
Yeah, note, Amish girls don't have beards.
The girls fled in the van.
Wait, now you don't know that. Maybe old Amish women when they get past their
probably.
Age.
Yeah.
Well, the girls fled, the van took off. An Amish man on the street chased the van but could not get a license plate number.
No shit, he couldn't keep up. And clop, 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 clop.
Hey, what's the sound of an Amish drive-by?
Clip, clop, clip, clop. Bang, bang, bang. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. That's right. Thank you. One of my original
so, needless
ones.
To say, the perverts are out in force. Find them, hang them, shoot them. And I need to rest my voice. Well, could you read the last news article?
Okay, this is a very interesting article coming from our home state here of Las Vegas, Nevada. Net author of bill draft renaming Nevada East California. This is very interesting. This has appeared lately in our own Senate here in fabulous Nevada. I didn't ask that anybody draft it, and as Assembly Minority Leader, Lynn Hetrick said it didn't cost anything. That's really funny. This bill number is called BDR-1158.
Go on what the bill is trying to accomplish.
Why not? The proposal to rename the state of Nevada East California, which is very fitting if you live here, designate the state song as the Beatles hit Taxman, which, oh yes, is very appropriate too, and make the rhino the state animal.
R-I-N-O,
which is actually a very common political acronym called Republican in Name Only, where somebody claims to be Republican and spins like a Democrat, you know, on a shopping spree. Okay? Yes.
So yeah, that was the gist. He proposed this bill as a joke.
Yes, he proposed it as a joke. Originally, I read this in the Review Journal a couple of days ago. I'm actually find it interesting somebody stepped forward, because originally it was anonymous.
Yeah, because bills do not require someone to be named on it.
That is correct. Nope. And I don't think they should either. And
but now they're talking.
This upset the governor. And I don't think it should change that. I think it should still be kept anonymous for fear of redone. This is very interesting, too. I'm gonna expand on this tax increase, because I know something you guys don't yet about this. I found out some information. Gwynn, a Republican, this is our governor, of course, has proposed $1 billion tax package to erase an expected $704 million deficit and the current deficits.
Damn.
The Republican name-only reference is seen as many as a slap to Gwynn. That is correct. Okay? And when it was originally, anonymous and this is a joke, Kenny Gwynn, the governor's spokesman, Greg Bortolin, said the lawmaker who submitted the request was a coward. It seems to me that the people who call other people cowards and heartless irreverent frivolously are skating on pretty thin ice to take an umbrage at a joke like that. Blah, blah, blah.
In other words, in English, Jesus, it was a joke. Don't be so critical.
Yeah. Net defended his actions, saying that the bill cost nothing to submit since it wasn't drafted, so he didn't waste any taxpayer dollars, which is an original dig the Republicans wanted to get in.
Yep.
And the lawmaker said they probably would not take any action to punish him for doing so. Then, blah, 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 you're passing logs regulating common sense. Buckley said you either got it or you don't. This is very interesting. So, yeah, they basically made fun of the owner, the governor. I think it's really good, because I think it keeps Gwynn in check really well.
It does.
Because, in my opinion, Gwynn is a very weak man. He's not a good governor. But his it's not him, because, after all, political figures don't think for themselves. GW. And very interesting. Well, they don't tell you how Nevada has proposed to get all that money, have they?
I know they're going to tax the hell out of everything.
But there's one thing they haven't taxed, because they don't know how to classify it.
Mm.
Pussy. That's right. Prostitution will fall under the entertainment category and be taxed 7.5%.
Wow.
That's right. So, sex in Nevada will go ahead and be taxed. It'll be an entertainment tax, just like your movie tickets.
Hmm.
However, there's one slight little problem.
Problem?
Oh, yes. See, the girls, the working girls, don't want to be taxed. Now, they pay income tax. That's fine. Now, they pay their taxes. They're good, patriotic Americans.
But right? They don't want the sales tax.
They want the sales tax to have to pass out on the customers, because they complain about that. That's fine. However, there's a little bit of a backlash. There's a way they might accept it.
How so?
If this industry is taxed, it is recognized as a legitimate industry. Once it is recognized as a legitimate money-making industry for the state, they will have a push to legalize it in Washoe and Clark counties. Prostitution will come back to Clark County.
It's been gone since the days of the Boulder Dam.
Yes.
Holy schmuck.
So that means, So that means the brothels will come south and they will open up here in Las Vegas. And you bet your ass they will make money. So that's the problem. Sex equals tax rescue, but it also means entrance to fucking Clark County for sex.
Hmm.
Because
which, of course, I think, you know, would actually be good for us, but
it is already planned when this hits a...
Bad for Trump and Nye.
Yes. It's already planned when this hits the legislative floor that what's going to happen is, what's his face that owns the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, Dennis Hoff?
Right.
Every one of his working girls, over 100 of them and whatnot, and other bordello owners are going to stampede the floor in protest at the state capitol and the Senate Assembly.
Will they be nude?
Probably not.
Damn.
I don't think they're going to do anything extreme to get arrested.
I'm telling you what, man, that's going to be hell of a lobbyist.
Oh, shit. What's going to be funny, though, is if, you know, the prostitutes look around and they go, oh, hi, and they say hi to a few people there.
Who knows? Well, it's Nevada.
Well, it might happen. It is Nevada.
But, yes, that's what's going to happen. Sex will save our state. although I think a better solution is to kick out everybody from California, you pig fucking hunks of shit. But that's just my opinion.
We're going to go ahead and cut to another break.
That's right.
And we'll be back in a little bit to wrap it up the show for another wonderful week. So you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.bftp.net.
And we'll be back in a moment, folks.
feel like I'm at a funeral, dude.
Oh, well. Hey, of course, some of us have been.
Yeah, it's Metallica.
Oh,
Rock
fuck
is
you, man.
Dead.
Don't even lay that shit on me, man. Fuck you, like, well, you're the only person that ever had tragedy in your fucking life. Talk to my dad. He's in a fucking urn.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, yeah, you kept your dad. That way your mom wouldn't lose him on the back of the U-Haul.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Where's your father? He flew out somewhere in New Mexico.
All right.
Aren't we all just dust in the wind?
Thank you, Kansas.
No problem.
I was just going to say we're going to go ahead and kind of discuss
this is the challenge that Smack has laid down to Trencher.
Just to refresh the memory, Smack originally challenged him with a bunch of caffeinated and sports drinks versus me drinking buttermilk. But we kind of discussed what we wanted to do here.
Yeah,
we need
something to be even and equal here. What
we're
going to do here is first we've decided you guys are going to eat bouillon cubes.
Bouillon cubes.
Same flavor each, okay? But I'm going to make this a little more difficult for you guys. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to alternate beverages. Okay? Pour you guys half, if you want half cup or full cup, doesn't matter. You'll eat like a beef bouillon cube, then chug a drink such as Pepsi Blue. Okay? Go on the next bouillon cube like pork. Okay? Then chug buttermilk.
He can't touch the milk. We gotta leave the milk out.
I can't.
What if we get soy milk?
I can't drink it.
You can't drink milk at all.
It makes me yak in a heart.
Okay.
So
what we're gonna do is we're gonna alternate drinks.
We could use
canned eggnog, perhaps.
Canned eggnog or that new Mean Green or Mr. Green stuff from or Red Fusion. What we'll do is we'll find the nastiest new drinks.
Red Fusion shit.
Yeah, there we go. We'll find the nastiest new drinks out there. That Red Fusion and... Mm-hmm.
Code Red, too.
Code Red's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
Well, I like it, so that's not going to be a problem for me. What we'll do is we'll just mix it up, though.
And we'll have you do one slug right there and finish it up. You guys will... you know what? We'll probably throw in, like, as a fuck-up between. Like, we'll do, like, a bouillon cube drink. And then what you guys will have to do is eat a couple of cherries. To really fuck up your palate, and then at the end, you're going to have to chug cherry syrup.
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, that's going to be
foul,
dude.
I'll leave this...
Small bottle of maraschino cherries.
I'll leave it up to you guys to set this up and bring it.
Yeah. Other than bouillon cubes, what would you gentlemen like to interject?
I think bouillon cubes is actually going to be good.
Bouillon cubes is going to be great, because that's going to be just sour and salty enough.
Yeah, that's just blast the
flavor. That's just going to kill our taste, you know.
Other than drinks, is there anything else you want to, like, do a shot of, like sweet and sour sauce?
No, we'll stick it with just drinks. I am cool for that.
All right,
we will lay this down. This will be interesting, so we're going to do this next week.
Next week, we'll do this on the show.
Next week on the show.
So next week will be the...
Probably do something else to throw you guys off. Like, we'll try to keep it normal but gross. We'll probably do, like, orange juice.
Like I said, you guys do all this. Yes. You bring it all. We'll do it next week for the show. We will
bring the camera.
I will
try and get the video camera one way or another.
Probably fuck you. Maybe we'll see if we can get some tang in there.
Better than orange.
Tampico. You ever had Tampico?
Ghetto
juice, dude.
Never even had that stuff. I don't even know what it looked.
Foul.
Mm. Wrong.
You know what? If you guys do want to do a chugging competition right there, I'll tell you exactly what you guys are going to have to chug, dude. That Tampico iced tea.
Yes. It just sounds bad. No, what we'll do next week is we'll do the bouillon cube.
bouillon cube and chug.
The stipulations are, first one to quit loses. First one who finishes their stuff, we'll set up set number like 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Wins,
mm-hmm.
And bonus points for someone who can finish their 10 and drink the cherry syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens in the event of vomiting? Is that pretty much game over? You lose.
Disqualification on that.
Vomit is automatic disqualification.
Vomit is automatic, yes.
All right.
I'll have to remember not to eat much that day.
Yes, don't eat much at all.
If I do, it's going to be a lot of bread product.
Yes.
Even at that.
Gonna be good.
He's warming up.
I'm tempted to do too. You know, in all
honesty, fucking Tyson. Am I sick or do I got a tattoo?
I'm tempted right now also to just, along with the bouillon cubes, throw in like some fucking yeast.
No.
Or some sugar cubes. Really fuck you guys up.
Oh, sugar cubes fuck us up.
Yeah, that'd be wrong. Yeah. We'll just mix it up. Drinks and bouillon cubes. Whatever foul combination of drinks. Guys, if anyone has suggestions,
what's your limit
right now?
10 bouillon cubes and drinks.
Yeah.
Or you want to do 15?
Let's do 15.
15.
15.
15.
20.
15.
Okay, 15. 15 bouillon cubes, 15 drink shots.
Okay.
Non-alcoholic.
15 drink shots. No, 15 drink shots, right.
15 yeah. drink shots. What we do is we start with the bowling cubes first.
And
if, if you want to get ready, I'll allow you to drink water first to get your mouths in motion.
And here's what I'm going to say. The drinks are going to alternate between the basic colors. Fusion Red.
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi Blue. Sobe Green.
Oh.
Okay.
Sobe Green. Red, blue, green. RBG.
All right.
Go for the geek factor.
Wait, you don't want to go CMYK?
We could probably do some shit like that. Make it some Yoo-Hoo.
I can drink that stuff, though. I like that stuff.
I can drink Yoo-Hoo, but milk products, yeah, I'm completely... Yeah.
You can drink Yoo-Hoo.
I can drink Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo and bouillon cubes is going to be very nasty.
I could do it.
Can you do it?
I think I could.
You do. I think we should almost go like, who'll do what? Like, I'll drink this, and you do this, and just kind of one-on-one... Something like that, almost.
Yeah, really almost where he judges who can do the best gross out of drink the worst.
Yes, and there'll be one thing that we have to add. I'm dead serious, man. It was shit I fucking hate that your wife made. Starfruit Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Why don't we work on this? Now, throughout the week, we'll work on this, and we'll have an official rule posted up midweek. Mm-hmm. By Wednesday, we'll have something hammered out between the three of us.
Yes.
As to what truly this challenge is, because this challenge is morphed quite a bit just within this conversation alone. So, real quick, let's start getting out shout-outs. Any shout-outs you want to give out again?
Just to the boys at the store. Anything else? Nothing really.
All right. I want to give a personal shit, because my list is fucking huge. First shout-out, BFTP.net, for providing me the site and for providing me the ability to put the site up and put all my archives up. Also want to say... thank you, and mad props to Reverend Hammer for always being there listening and always recording.
He's got mad props.
Now. He's still trapped in the house.
Yes, but that's because he's safe from chemical warfare.
Chemical warfare.
Right on. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, and that's always a good reason to be happy.
Spankwagon.vftp.net, of course.
And any shout-outs for you, Claude?
I don't really know any people because most people I know are dead, but, you know, yeah, shout-out to my parents, whatnot. No, this is actually the last week my mom will be here. She's actually taking off, going to Texas.
Claude has a bachelor pad.
Yes, that's right. 37-inch TV, stereo system, everything.
Sweet.
Bachelor pad.
That's right.
Party Claude's house, his address is...
Hell, I can't remember my address.
You just drive by memory.
Yeah, I know.
I turn here, I turn there. Yeah,
but you know what was one important, real important factor for me? I couldn't get into my apartment complex at night.
Oh?
Any place that's run by Camden always leaves their goddamn gates open. So I can just tool around as much as I want. So the place I live at right now, the gates actually stay fucking closed.
Wow.
Sweet.
So I'm very happy about that.
It's not one of the Oasis places, is it?
No.
Okay. Oasis places, man. They're all over.
It's
all
real
over.
Fun, though. There looks like a crack pipe outside my door. I'm not sure. It's a busted glass tube that's burned on one end.
Crack pipe.
And
get the broom.
Oh yes, it's very fun too because this is the only other complaint I have. Other than I swear to God, man, they were doing a fucking rain dance last night in my apartment above me when I was trying to sleep. Granted,
river dance,
dude. No, not this dude. This ain't river dancing, man. Okay, this is some tribal shit. Ooga booga. Anyway.
Ooga booga.
Nah. Anyway, it was 7:30 at night. I was trying to go to bed. So granted, okay, yeah, they're still up and they're vacuuming. I don't know who vacuums that fucking late. The fun part about my house is. It's under the flight path for McCarran.
Oh.
So when jets land too fast and gotta hit reverse thrust, I can tell. Yeah, that's what I get to hear. Otherwise, in all honesty, it's really great, you know.
Sounds peaceful.
Actually, it fucking is. There's really not much happens. She said next to me, has been there for 8 fucking years.
Jesus,
dude. I've only seen, I think.
Has he left the house?
I've only seen 4 or 5 kids, man.
Sweet.
Out of 550 apartments in this complex. Fucking huge. And I live around mainly fucking old people and shit. So it's cool, dude.
Sweet, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. All right.
But yeah, basically, Claude Balls is on his own now.
Well, congratulations, Claude.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy being,
Me too.
Being you. Yes, since you got your celebrity and your independence. And
yeah, I'm looking to get now. Smack saw the poster.
Yeah, wow.
The ad that was the full page. Yes, well, I'm debating whether or not to get that done in velvet.
You gotta, dude, of course.
Fucking velvet me.
That'd be great.
Velvet,
yes,
dude, we gotta hang that right
Claude's
there.
Claude's playing poker.
Dude, that's great, man. It's like Jesus and the 12 Acroids, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus was an architect prior to the creator of the prophet.
All right, folks, you have
ding-a-ling-ling,
been listening.
My ding-a-long-ling.
Oh, here we go. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. We will be back again next week with the big payoff.
Fuck, we're ending the show early. We got 6.5 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to just play some music and...
You should play something fucked up and sing along with it.
Something fucked
sure,
up.
Sure,
you gotta let me get a chance.
You know what? Something we all know. Do you have
put me on the wheel.
No, we're not going to play House Paint.
Do you have cake? Do you have cakes? I will survive.
Let me take a look.
Because you know what? I can
you
sing
should.
That.
I sent you a copy of that.
I can sing the hell out of
group
that.
Group karaoke or solo?
Group karaoke, of course.
Boy. Well, you know if we do that, I gotta open the window.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I will survive. No.
Then I can't
gotta
find
be out
it.
Of here. Oh, come on now.
You chode.
Yeah, well.
Fuck, don't you have this shit in alphabetical order?
No.
Gorillas.
It was here.
Blah, do a search, dude. Blah, you got the finder. Blah. Hit it.
Yeah, I'll get to
Control
it.
Control F. Mac person. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the first of the month. Cash your checks and come on. Welfare carols. Everybody
see,
loves
but I don't know that. Got something we can all sing along to.
I'm searching for cake.
Hip hop. Hippity hippity hip hip hop. You don't stop.
Birthday cake. Cake, I will
there we go.
Going the distance. Where is that at? Oh, duh, that's why. I'm looking in the wrong folder. Covers MP3s.
Excuse me. Yeah, if I, yeah.
Jesus.
There's your covers right there.
God damn.
Hey, are we going to unplug the speaker here?
Yeah. I feel bad for anybody who's listening because of the delay. It's going to fuck us all. So
it's
going to
be great. They're going to totally love this shit. I'm telling you right now, it'll be fucking great.
Do not open that window.
It's one time.
Close it.
It's cool. It's cool.
Close it.
It's cool. It's cool. No. Everybody loves it, man.
Please.
Why? I'll give you a dollar.
I don't care for a buck. No. Close it.
No.
Dude, you can make a 20-minute phone call for a dollar.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in a couple minutes, then we'll do the cake. I will survive. And could you please close it halfway?
No. Okay, halfway.
Halfway. Now make it actually half.
Okay.
The other half. Thank you.
You were fighting over semantics at this point.
Well, yeah, it's very important that I don't have my neighbors yelling and bitching at me. Okay, pop open the speaker. Hold on. That's why. Hold on.
Next up is Mike Piazza.
Turn it down. Oh, boy.
Woo.
All right.
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
I gotta figure out how to do this.
Hello, Cleveland.
I've got to kill the microphone somehow.
No, you don't need to kill him, Mike.
Well, I gotta kill the microphone input.
No. Don't. How are we gonna sing along?
It's not gonna kill that input. It's just gonna kill that input.
Why are you gonna kill that input? We all wanna sing and wanna
input,
hear us.
I'm gonna kill. No.
We don't wanna hear our own voice echoing back through.
I'm gonna try to avoid that.
I thought there was a way to do it.
That's speech. You know, thank you for making me do this at the last second and sound totally, totally off whack.
It's all right, man.
I have
it's
no
cool.
clue what I'm doing or something. It's really,
I don't think it's,
really
it's understandable.
I think you can do it within the.
How are you gonna do that right there? No,
because
man.
If you shut that off, we're. Not
that's gain output.
So what, man? No, it's like we're in concert if we do it like this.
There we go.
It's great.
Let me just see if I can reorientate the mic.
Move the dog cock.
Dog cock on the roll.
Yikes. See, if I do this, if I...
The Dom Bardelli.
Mute that, then I mute everything.
Yeah, so that's not cool.
So we can't hear the music.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's cool
now,
like
unless
this.
Unless we plug in the speaker, the headphones will just play off of those. And we all just kind of crowd together.
Yeah, but I like it off this right here, dude. See, like I said, the echo, it doesn't bother me.
You can hear us through the speakers.
Yeah.
I don't even hear the music.
Yeah, the music's gone, dude. The speakers are there.
No, I hear the music.
Yeah,
barely.
Really faint.
Yeah,
you here's what I'll do. I'll pull this down more to halfway.
Try it there.
All right.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull it down to halfway.
How does that sound?
That should be
great. There we go. Yeah, that's great.
All right,
perfect.
Cool.
All right, so let's turn the speaker up. Put it back to middle.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it now.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
This is great.
Great.
We're all going to get sick crowded around the microphone with Trent here.
Yeah, disease spreading forth.
Iowa sickness. If I get all fat, I'm totally blaming you.
Shut up! Here we go.
All right.
This is going to be great.
Alright, you want to start?
You started.
Right,
your song.
Alright. At first I wasn't afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong. I learned how to
look upon your face. Change that fucking lock. I should have made you be your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one? I lay down and die, I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know how to be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spank Wagon Radio. We're your hosts, Elvis Mack, Trench, and Claude Balls. We've had a fun time here tonight. Thanks for tuning in.
And remember, we're sober during all this, so
yeah,
imagine if we drank.
That's the best part. That's the dangerous part. When our little tour guide here at Baldwin
came
to have,
we It'll be cool.
All right, thanks for listening.
All right, dude.
Next week, Spank Wagon Radio. BankWagon.BFPP.net.
Thank you. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.